Take your holy book and turn to the 32nd Psalm. The 32nd Psalm. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah." But now watch this in verse number 5. He said, "I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah." What do you think about that? David's telling us here in this and that. It was in a time of trouble in David's life when things was kind of out of whack and out of turn, and David was trying to figure out things himself so that the help of the Lord was there for him. And we get in the same situation. What he was looking for was God's forgiveness. That's what I want to preach on for just a few minutes tonight, if God will bear help, on God's forgiveness. If you look over in Isaiah chapter number 1, if you just want to flip over a little ways from your psalm that you're in, Isaiah chapter number 1, in verse number 18, the Bible says this. He says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Amen. So we see this here in David's life, and we see the sin that he committed. You know what took place. But David is here. He's singing and he's rejoicing in the Lord because he knew what God was capable of doing, what God could do for him, and he knew what God had done in his life previous. And he's looking, praise God, unto God, the same God yesterday and forever, that doesn't change, to do for him again that he needs him to do. Praise God. So we see it playing out, and we see how God, he's a singing unto the Lord, a joyful song, praise God, after he had repented of his adultery, amen, you remember that, with Bathsheba, and how God had forgiven him, amen, and he begins to just break out, praise God, because his transgressions are gone. And David begins to praise him because his transgression had been forgiven. Amen. Isn't it wonderful when we make mistakes, when we mess up, and listen tonight, we all do and we all will. Amen. In this flesh, we're all going to have difficulties. We're going to trials. We're going to have things come up. We're going to have obstacles. We're just going to fail and come short. That's just who we are. Now, do we strive to do that? We continue in sin? No. We don't do that, praise God. We try to live a righteous life. We try to live good, as close to God as we can. And when you get closer to God, then those sinfulness in our life, those little things that so easily beset us, become less and less, amen? Less prevalent in our life. So we see David, and he said that he was praising God. He said, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven." Amen? Maybe he's looking at himself and say, praise God, you know what? I messed up, but God's forgiven me. My transgression, praise God, that sinfulness, praise God, where I'd missed the mark, I'd missed the target. He said, but God forgave me, praise God. He helped me to get my aim a little better, where I could do a little better for him, praise God. Amen. He said, not only was my transgressions forgiven, he said, my sins were covered. Amen. What covers a man's sins? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what covers that, and it covers a multitude of sins, praise God. He is that perpetuation, that price of sin for us, and it's through His precious blood that our sins are covered this evening. Amen. Praise the Holy God for being such a kind and caring God to us. Amen. The Lord doesn't hold our sin against us. He doesn't hold it over our heads. Listen to what He says. He said, "Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity." Amen. In other words, he said that sinfulness, that iniquity that we're so apt to get into, caught up in, mess up in, praise God, said God forgives us our sin, and he doesn't put that on our account. Amen? He doesn't put that on our account, praise God. He forgives it, praise God, and he takes our sin and he casts it in the sea of forgiveness, to never remember. But glory, what a God we serve. It ain't that He can't remember it, but He chooses to put it away and not to remember it against you no more. Now the devil will try to bring that up and use that against you time to time. You know, like in every day. Hello? He won't let you forget that. If you ever mess up, the devil's going to continue to bring that to your mind. But if we come in true repentance, praise God, we're sorry, not because we got called, but we come with true repentance, where we're sorry because we know what we did broke the heart of God, and we say with a repentant, broken, contrite spirit, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And we depart from that, we turn our back on, and we go away from it, never to turn back to it again, praise God. It says that David said that my transgressions where I messed up, he said God put it away from me, and He don't put it on my account. You know what that means? That means that we're not going to have to stand one day and give an answer for it when we get to heaven. Amen. Ain't no wonder David was singing. No wonder he was so joyful in his heart, praise God, because of what God had done. I'm glad that, praise God, God has, I've repented of all my sins, praise God. And I've done, every time God brings something to my mind that I've messed up, I meet it and say, Lord, please, God, forgive me of that. Help me to do better. Amen. And He does that, praise God. He don't have to put it on my account, praise God. It's not imputed. My iniquity is not imputed to me. But I want you to notice something else right here. He said, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Amen? He said, what happens is God, He forgives you sin. He tells you that He's not going to put that on your account. And He says, when the spirit whose spirit there is no guile, He said, that deceit, that craftiness, praise God, God takes it away. You know that craftiness, that deceit, where we try to cover it up, and we try to hide it? Amen? Come on now, stay with me. Where you do things that you know is not right, and you try to cover it up, you try to hide it, you try to keep it where people don't know about it. Amen? I've went to places and visit with people, and you knock on the door, and you kind of look through the screen door, and people sitting there at the table, and they got their cards out and they got a beer bottle sitting all over the table, and somebody says, it's the preacher. And it's just like a rat's leaving a sinking ship, and just, amen. Stuff like, hey, it's just almost like it's magic. Stuff just starts disappearing. Amen. You can't cover up your deceit. Right? You can't cover up your guile, praise God. That craftiness. Amen. What God, what He says here, David said, hey, listen, I've tried to cover it up. I've tried to hide it. I've tried to pretend like it never happened. Hello? Amen. But guess what? It did. Amen. It's better to forget, to get forgiveness of it, to confess it, to get forgiveness of it and put it behind you so you can go on for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. So God can get glory out of your life. He said, whose spirit there is no God. The deceit is gone. The craftiness is gone. Amen. It's hey, you don't need it no more. Because you done put it under the blood. You done trusted what Jesus Christ done for you on the cross of Calvary. You pled the blood upon that deceit, but pled the blood upon the craftiness. You pled the glove upon the iniquity and the transgression that you've committed against God. Amen. And the Lord God of heaven just looks over at the Father and said, that's one of my little young'uns. Praise God, he's all right. Amen. And He covers it with His precious blood. That's God's forgiveness. That's what God's forgiveness is. Amen. Ain't you so glad God offers us forgiveness? Praise the Lord, I'm glad He does. Amen. But you see David here, and he's up, he's praying, and he's kind of in a state of depression. He was in a state of depression. Verse number 3 said, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Amen. David said, when I was trying to cover up my sin, hello, when I was practicing craftiness, when I was practicing guile, when I was practicing deceit, he said, it was just eating me up. Hey, you know who you are. You know what you do. Amen. You know what's right. And you know what's wrong. Amen. From a little bitty child, praise God, we begin to learn what's right and wrong. Hello? You begin to learn from a time that you're just a little better than an infant. We learn rebellion at a young age. Amen. Little old youngins learn to pray. You go change your diaper, praise God. First thing they do, they get the kicking because they don't want to be bound up. They want you to hold them down. They want to get out and go. Hello? You say, what is that? That's rebellion. And we all tend to do it. Amen. But God, He says, hey, listen, He said, this is, it was closed up in my bones when I was silent, when I wasn't making no noise, when I wasn't repenting of my sins, when I was living with this sin in my life. These transgressions, this iniquity, this stuff, praise God, that I knew was wrong in the eyes of God. Amen. That I needed to get straightened out. And David begins to be in a state of depression. He said, I was just beat down. Until he repented and realized he had been forgiven. Amen. A lot of folks, I believe a lot of church people are in a state of depression because we're living in sinfulness. Amen. Our family members, praise, are living in sinfulness. And it's time that we just stood out, Brother Bobby, and just say, listen, you know what's bothering you? You know what's holding you down? You know why you're so depressed and so much anguish? It's because you're living in sin. And God's not pleased with it, and you know it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's just not proper technique today. Because it might hurt their feelings. Amen. Hey, listen, if it hurts their feelings, pray God, at least it might keep them from hell. I'd rather hurt their feelings just a little bit, tell them the truth, the Word of God, so the truth can set them free. Give them that hell. David said, I was bound up when I was quiet, when I was silent, when I wasn't confessing my sin, getting that behind me, praise God. He said, I was in a state of depression. He said, I was beat down. He said, when I kept myself, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Amen. He said it was just turmoil in my life. But what's wrong with a whole lot of folks today is the turmoil in their life because of the sinfulness. It's because we don't realize that God is a forgiving God. That God's forgiveness, it is greater, praise God, by far than any sin that we could commit. Hello? He said, well, preacher, they said, you just don't, if you just knew what some people that I know, the sin that they're in, praise God, the only sin that'll keep them from heaven, and keep them from Christ, is rejecting the Lamb of God. But there's not a sin that anybody's ever committed, praise God, that they can't be forgiven if they repent and forsake that sin and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the one that can offer forgiveness. Praise the Lord. But David was caught up in that. He was depressed. He was beat down. His roaring, praise God, in his body. Verse number 4 says, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. Amen. Ain't it a terrible thing when the chastening hand of God comes on? And you know it's God. Amen. There's not a doubt in your mind that it's God that's got His hand upon you. And it's not to help you, it's to chasten you. It's help you realize your sinfulness. It's help you realize how much He loves you, how much He wants to cover, get it covered under the blood, so He can just love on you and care for you like He'd like to. Amen. He wants to do that for you a whole lot more than you want it. Amen. But He said, your hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. He said, just like I was dried out on the inside. Amen. He said, what do you think about that? He said, like I was in depression. It's like I was just dry. Praise God. I was like a desert inside. There was no moisture within me. It was just like I was dead. There was no, without moisture, praise God, you cannot grow. Amen. And David said, I was dried up on the inside. He said, I needed some help. I need somebody. I praise God, that water of the Word to come to where I was. And I wasn't getting what I wanted because I wasn't where I needed to be. And he said, but praise God, when I repented of my sins, I praise God, when my transgressions were put out there, my iniquity was made clear. Glory, hallelujah. God moved in and He stirred my soul. And I felt that water of life coming back. Amen. You ever been in a place of sin where you know you'd messed up? And boy, it's just like you, it's just like that sin was just beating on you every day. Hello? Come on now, I ain't the only one that ever been through that. I know everybody, I know there's somebody else here that has been too. Praise God, we've been through the, went through the ringer for the actions that we've committed in this old body. Praise God. We have to realize David was blessed because God was there. God was wanting to help him. God was willing and ready to forgive him. Amen. That God was willing to forgive David. When was he ready to forgive? When he repented. You realize all we got to do is just bow our head and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. And God will forgive you your sin. Praise God, if you truly repenteth. Amen. He forgave him when he repented, when he confessed his sins. Look at verse number 5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Amen. When David come clean with God, he said, Lord, he said, this is what's going on. He said, I realize I'm just an old sinner, a sinner exceeding. There's nothing good in me. Lord, I've messed up. I've let you down. I've failed you. I've failed people around me. I've come short. I pray God I've missed the mark. Oh, God, would you please forgive me of my sin? You don't tell what would happen if a church got together and they come to old-fashioned altar and every individual said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Amen. It wouldn't hurt us if we'd do like David, just call out that sin. So, Lord, this is holding me back. Would you please forgive me? Say, preacher, you ever done that? Absolutely. Amen. I sure have. I've had to come before God. I said, Lord, please forgive me of this. Amen. I pray God, put it under the blood. Help me, God, to get away from it, go in a different direction. You know what he did? He did. Amen. Don't need to go back there no more. There's nothing to go back to. God's ready to forgive us if we're ready to confess our sins. David said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. That's capital L-O-R-D. That's God Jehovah. Amen. He said, I'm just going to take them to the top. Amen. I ain't going to crawl in some closet and tell somebody about my issues and my problems. He said, I'm just going to take them all the way to the top. I'm going to take them to the throne room of grace. I'm going to take them where I get help. God said to come boldly before the throne room of grace. When we're asking for things, that'll encourage us and help or help others. It's a good thing. But when we come boldly before the throne room of grace, because you and I can get help from God. Amen. Praise God. That's when things start happening down at the house of God, my house and your house and houses all around us. Amen. When we start coming clean. He said, thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. What do you think about that? Amen. He said, it was bringing me down, it was bringing me low, but pray God's forgiveness was bigger than that. God's forgiveness was bigger than me. God began to lift me up and he brought me out, praise God, and now I'm here shouting on top of the mountain. Amen. Glory. Don't get much better than that. David confessed his sin, he cried out for forgiveness. Amen. How, you say, well, David was, apparently David got forgiven. Amen. Praise God. How did David get forgiven? David got forgiven by grace. It was a good grace of God, God's unmerited favor. He said, David, praise God you come with me with a broken and a contrite spirit, and I don't even see what you're talking about. And it's done been covered by the blood. David come up out of there, praise God, shouting and praising and giving God glory. God's grace had done that. Amen. Look over, you say, how did that happen? Look over at Psalms 51, 51st Psalm. You remember when David was having a bad spell? Amen. When he had got called up, Nathan had done, the prophet done come to him and said, he said, you ain't a hiding nothing, buddy. The God and the hope and everybody else knows what took place between you and Bathsheba. Amen. And David said this in Psalms 51. He said this, he said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Amen. David said, Lord, I want you to make it just like it had never happened. He said, I'm so ashamed of it, Lord. I don't know nobody to even know it. I don't want it to be even written in the ledgers of heaven. Blot it out, Lord. Amen. We ever come to the place that we're so ashamed of the way we live, the things that we've done, that we say, Lord, please forgive me of that, and just wipe it away, blot it out, say, break it off my record. Amen. Then we're going somewhere. Then we're making headway, praise God. Then we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of living a Christian life. We're coming into the envelope of God's forgiveness. He take out this red and scarlet place and make it white as wool. Amen. You remember God ever doing that for you? Amen. How many times has God done that for you? Praise God, because He loved you that much. Come to where you was. He did it, praise God, just exactly for you. Now listen to what He says. He said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. You reckon David was serious in his prior life? Amen. I believe right here he had never been more serious. Amen. He was serious about his prayer life. He was serious about getting a touch with God. He said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Now look at the people that David had hurt through his sinfulness. Amen. Not only did he affect Bathsheba, but he had Uriah killed. He had everybody that had any dealing in that become partakers in it. Amen. Then the child that he had between him and Bathsheba, because of his sinfulness, that son had to die. Amen. And David says, listen, Lord, this is between me and you. Lord, I and I alone done this. He said, it's all on me, Lord. I acknowledge my transgressions. He said, and my sin is ever before me. He said, I can't get away from it. He said, thence thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. He said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire of truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He said, Lord, you're looking at my heart attitude and my heart. I'm pouring it out to you today. I just want to lay it all out here where you can look at it, because I see it. And this is every day a part of my life that I'm having to deal with. Amen. Every day we've got things in our life that we have to deal with. He said it's ever before us. I was shaping iniquity and sin, and in sin did my mother conceive me. But behold, thou desirest truth inward parts. Amen. God wants us to be truthful. And in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Listen to what he says. He says, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen. He said, that hyssop, praise God, that hyssop that you apply the blood with. Amen. He said, just apply the blood, praise God, and make me clean again. I mean, he said, I'm begging for forgiveness. I'm being wanting the touch of God. Lord, I want your forgiveness. I want you to forgive me. Amen. I don't know about you. I want God's forgiveness. I don't want to have anything outstanding with the Lord. Amen. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness. Amen. He said, I've been in depression. I've been bad. I've been way down here. Lord, I want you to lift me up above that. I want to have joy. I want to have gladness back in my life. That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. He said, my spirit's been broken in pieces. Amen. He said, there's no cover up here today. I want to make it clear. Y'all don't want it to be hidden no more. I want to put it out in the open. Just between me and you. I want to fix this. Amen. He said, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. He done said that again. He said, Lord, please, get rid of all that. Put it behind us. Let's start fresh. Then he says in verse number 10, watch this. He said, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. He said, Lord, get back in your graces. Please don't do like you did on Saul. Don't take your spirit from me. But God, manifest your spirit in me and set me free, praise God. Amen. Give me that revived spirit down in my soul. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore in me the joy of thy salvation. and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. He said, just pour out your generous spirit. Lord, I want to feel that generous spirit. What he's talking about? He's talking about godly forgiveness. He said, Lord, I want to be in a place where I can worship you and I can feel your presence again. Amen. I wonder if there's things in our life tonight that's keeping us from feeling the presence of God. Keep us from feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. It don't matter how young you are, how old you are. These things, praise God, that keep us from feeling and recognizing and knowing the presence of the Holy Spirit. David said, I don't want that. Restore me the joy of thyself and hold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Amen. He said, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That we can labor together and we'll receive the things, praise God, that you've got for us, and it'll be with rejoicing and with a rejoicing spirit. He said, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, that my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. He's speaking about God's forgiveness. He said, Lord, please truly forgive me and help me to be forgiven. Amen. Help me to be forgiven. What is he talking about? He said, forgive me, Lord, and help me to know it. That you've forgiven me, Lord. Bless me, encourage me, praise God, that I can be an encouragement to others. Begin to use me again. Put me out there, praise God. Help me to be at light, praise God, in the darkness which we live. So that I can use my experience to tell others. So I can be an example to those coming along behind me. What great words coming from the King. Amen. What if we had a king, praise God, who wanted to live a righteous life before God the Father in Christ Jesus the Lord? My goodness, what a blessed life that would be. Amen. But God is kind. God is forgiving. He wants to forgive us. Going over just a few more to Psalms 86. Psalms 86, right quickly. He says this in verse number 1. He says, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Amen. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in you. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Amen. David said, I'm crying unto you daily. Now watch this, verse number 4. He said, rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Amen. They said, Lord, rejoice my soul, stir in my soul, because I'm lifting it up to you, so I'm putting it on the line. I ain't holding nothing back. Amen. He said, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon you. Now watch this. I call upon thee. He said, give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will cry, call upon thee. Now watch this. For thou wilt answer me. Now he's come full circle. He's come to that blessed assurance. He said, Lord, I'm called to you. Praise God. I put it out there. I put myself out there. I put my soul in your hands. I've committed everything that I have to you. And praise God, I know that you have heard me. He said, God, that you've answered my prayer. That you're a forgiving God. That you've forgiven me and you've answered my prayer. Amen. There's nothing, I said before, there's nothing that we could do that God can't forgive if we ask Him for forgiveness. You say, Pastor, well, what do we need to do? We just need to do what David did. Amen. We just need to come clean clean before God. Amen. He calls for old sinners to just seek Him, to come to Him, to remember where He is. And He offers us forgiveness of our sins. Amen. When does He do that? When they repent of sins. Listen, y'all, hey, don't carry your sins around all your life. Confess them and forsake them. Amen. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's what He wants us to do. That's what He'd tell us in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 6. Listen to what the Lord says. He's speaking that salvation that'll work. Salvation that'll last. Amen. Salvation that's lasting. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 6, he said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Amen. And don't get away from him calling him. Praise God. Call on to him while he's near. While you can. He said, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord." He said, you got to come in faith. Amen. Even if you've messed up, he said, it's not good, but said, God will forgive you. Amen. We don't continue in sin because we've sinned, because we've messed up. Praise God. We beg God to forgive us knowing that he will. Let the wicked forsake his ways and unrighteous men his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord in faith, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. He said, if we return to him in faith, praise God, and return unto God, the true and living God, he said, then he will abundantly pardon. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, the Lord says here, he said, listen, said, you may mess up, you may have difficulties in your life. Amen. Because in this life, in this flesh, praise God, we don't always know what to do or how to do it to be pleasing to God. But God says, if we'll come to him, seek him early. Amen. That he will deliver us, praise God, that he'll take us. He said, forsake the ways of the wicked and choose the ways of God. Return to the Lord in faith. Amen. Even if you've messed up. Even if you've made mistakes. He said, God's there to forgive you your sins. He's promised forgiveness. Praise God. When what? When we repent. We just repent of our sins. Say, Lord, I messed up. I know that right there. And you know what? It don't take you 3 or 4 days or 2 or 3 months, praise God, to realize that you messed up and broke the heart of God. Amen. If you've ever sat in a Bible-believing church in your life, even in your childhood, praise God, you know the difference between right and wrong. You know, praise God, that those things that broke the heart of God made him sad. Amen. You know, praise God. The Spirit of God, praise God, He's brought it to your remembrance. He brought it to your mind. He showed you the errors, your ways, and the goodness of His. Amen. But God offers forgiveness. That forgives. David is explicit. He said, God offers forgiveness even to David. Amen. Praise God. Even for the vile things that he did. David said, God, we just need to do what David did. We just need to ask God to forgive us. And when he comes for Lord, praise God. I'd like to see a Holy Ghost revival. I'm praying for in June when that tent gets set up here, and the Holy Ghost of God fills this valley plumb to overflowing, that the Shekinah glory of God, praise God, will be from mountaintop to mountaintop, from the top of Mount Pisgah, praise God, to the top of Mount Mitchell. God, just fill the valley. Amen. God would get the glory. Wouldn't it be something? Amen. Just to see God move one more time. You say, Pastor, what's it going to take? It's going to take God, godly people getting godly forgiveness in a relationship with God and in a closeness with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and getting our sin behind us. Amen. Forsaking our sin. Amen. Asking God to help us day by day, relying on Him. You say, why, Pastor? Because the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of glory of God. Isaiah 1 and 18 says we're all dirty, rotten sinners. Amen? Dirty sinners. Praise God, just as vile as can be. But praise God, God can forgive us our sins and make us white as snow if we'll put our faith in Him. But we've got to quit trusting us, and we've got to start trusting Him. We've got to ask the Lord to help us and allow Him to move and motivate our hearts, motivate our thinking and our lives, praise God, so He can get the glory. Say, what do we got to do, Pastor? How can we do it? Get up every day with a new ambition to be found pleasing to God in everything that we do. And thinking about it as we go. You say, what is that, Pastor? He said, that's having the mind of Christ. thinking about what would be pleasing to our Heavenly Father in every step we take. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, it ain't easy. We have to think about, we have to contemplate every action, every step, every reaction. Because God, number one, is watching us. Amen. And other people are watching us too. They see our lives. They see what we do. They see how we act and react. Amen. And we need to act in a way and react in a way that would be pleasing to God in every aspect of our lives. It ain't easy. It won't be easy. It'll be difficult. But with the help of God, we can do it. When we repent, we confess and repent of our sins and live a righteous life for Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Just pray and ask God, say, Lord, help me. Lord God, help me live a life like Jesus lived. Amen. That old saying, what would Jesus do? How would Jesus handle this situation? Amen. Sometimes it takes just stopping and pausing for a minute, slowing down for a second, and asking the Lord to help you in the next thing that you're going to say, the next action that you're going to commit. Will it bring glory to His name or disgrace? Amen. Will it lift up or is it going to tear down? We can do this, church, praise God, with the power of the Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus that lives in us. You and I can do it. I've got all the confidence in the world, have you? How do you know? Because everyone in this place are good people. And I believe everybody in here wants to do good things. And I believe everybody in here wants to be pleasing to God. I believe everybody in here, Brother Bobby, wants to pull up one day and Jesus say, enter the glory, praise God, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. And we enter into the presence of the Lord. Glory to God, we all go in just smiling. Amen. Praise God, that old frown we've been wearing in this old life be turned upside down. Amen. Hey, look, God's going to turn it upside down if He has to turn you upside down. Amen. If you have to go in on your hands, walk on your hands, God's going to bring you in with a smile, praise God. Amen. You might as well just smile here now. Enjoying the ride, praise God, in the opportunity we have to know Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin. Praise God. He's already made us a promise. David comes before us. Amen. Praise God. And He said, blessed is those who transgress, who ask God to forgive us our sins. Our sins are covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He said, what do? We just shout all the way to the house. Amen. Get rid of the pout. Put on a shout. And just praise God for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. All that He does for us. Praise the Lord. Amen.